Welcome to AM Best Audio.
For AM Best TV in London, I'm Ida Axing. We are here today at AM Best's Europe Insurance Market and Methodology Briefings. I am here now with Kanika Thukral and Konstantin Langowski, both Associate Directors at AM Best. AM Best has recently revised its criteria, rating captives and other alternative risk transfer entities. So Kanika, can you please comment on which type of companies this criteria applies to?
Sure. No, thanks for the question. So this is a specialty criteria, and it's and the overarching criteria for AM Best would be best credit rating methodology, which is what we use, which is basically the base of our rating process for rating insurance companies. This criteria specifically applies to a set group of companies, and those can include peer captives, group captives, risk retention groups, self-insurance funds, and cell companies. So basically all what we categorize as alternative risk transfer companies.
And has this led to any rating changes for any currently rated companies?
That's an excellent question. So just for everyone to understand, these revisions have not resulted in any rating changes. We are purely clarifying especially in case of single captives, which is the main kind of entities for which this criteria is used. We are only clarifying the language and for better expression, but it has not resulted in any rating changes.
And so can you talk us through, Konstantin, what the main revisions have been to the criteria?
Of course, certainly. The main revisions have really been to broaden the nomenclature of the various cell company structures. That is, we have introduced a UCC framework, an ICC framework, and an MCC framework. A UCC stands for unincorporated cell companies. An ICC is an incorporated cell company, and an MCC is a mixed cell company. AM Best has also laid out a clear path to rate those various cell company frameworks. Specifically, we are now able to rate an incorporated cell within the ICC framework structure using a direct rating approach, and we are also able to rate a UCC, so the whole framework, with the weakest link approach. And lastly, we have also changed the nomenclature of the criteria, which is now called rating captives and other alternative risk transfer entities. This is really to reflect that this criteria is most commonly used to rate captive entities and to align it with the nomenclature of our other specialty criteria.
So part of this revision was establishing a path to assigning issuer credit ratings and financial strength ratings to individual incorporated cell entities. Can you tell us a bit more about this, please?
Absolutely. So we are now able to assign ratings to the individual cells within the ICC framework. So we are looking at the individual incorporated cells and applying a direct rating approach where we analyze each cell individually by applying the building block approach as it is laid out in the best credit rating methodology.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
And lastly, Kanika, what are the key criteria refinements for single parent captives?
Certainly. So again, just to clarify, these are just refinements in the criteria language. Nothing has essentially changed in terms of approach. What I will do is I will just walk through what's really has been refined in language for all of the building blocks. So within the balance sheet strength sections, we've refined our approach, So within the balance sheet strength section, which is the starting point of our analysis in the rating process. We would look at risk-adjusted capitalization and other factors. But particularly for captives, we clarify our approach to stress testing them. We clarify that for our stress test, it's not a probable maximum loss at a return period, but it's actually using their largest net line size in discussion with them. And also with respect to investments under the balance sheet strength section, we provide more clarification on how we look at loan back to parent companies, which is a common feature of investment portfolios of captives. We talk about our analysis on the contract which exists between the captives and the parent, the terms of the contract on how quickly they're able to access these funds. We think about the credit rating of the parent, and then we see if it is suitable to apply the parent's credit rating as a base for the capital charge in the BCAR model. Moving on to the next building block, within the operating performance building block, we consider the sustainability, diversity, and stability of earnings of an insurer, as it is the operating performance which will be the source of future internal capital generation. So with respect to captives, what we're trying to figure out is, what we're really trying to focus on is the purpose for which they've been established. It is really their purpose to provide a tailored coverage for their parents' insurance risk at stable pricing. And this is also a feature where they have very large insurance covers being provided relative to their premium. So it is possible that they will have an occasional outsized loss. So when we are looking at the operating performance metrics, we are taking a longer term view. We're looking at 5-year averages, 10-year averages, and bearing in mind that there will be volatility maybe year on year, but over the long term period, the captive is expected to have accretive earnings, which is supporting internal capital generation. So it is this point of volatility and how we consider the operating performance of the captive that has been refined through the criteria language. Thirdly, within the business profile building block, it's a qualitative assessment. Again, we want to understand how the profile of the company supports its current and expected operating performance and its financial strength over the long term. Again, here, the relationship with the parent is very important because it is through the parent that the captive has access to good quality business. It is the parent's risk management framework which is supporting the captive's ability to understand the risks and to price the risks appropriately. So with respect to competition, with respect to distribution channels, and with respect to risk profile, this is a very key, this relationship with the parent and importance to the parent is a very key aspect. And this is what we try to bring out through the refined language in the criteria. And we view these things favorably because of this close relationship to the captive and access to having this good piece of business. We view this more favorably for captives. Within the enterprise risk management building block, again, that concept of importance to the parent, that support from the parent is integral. It is generally captives are an extension of their parents' enterprise risk management. They're very well integrated into the risk management framework. They're well embedded. It is the parent that provides the understanding of the risks and that helps the captive to be comfortable in providing the large limits that it is able to offer. And lastly, continuing with the theme of the parent is the lift and drag building block. Under this building block, there is an assessment of the credit quality of the parent. Now, this could be through credit ratings assigned by other credit rating agencies who are probably more well-versed with those industries. And it could also be an analysis that AM Best would do, an independent analysis on the financial strength of the parent through their financial statements. So once we have an assessment of the parent, we try to think whether it would be suitable to apply a lift or a drag. So when the parent is stronger, we can apply a lift, again, if the captive is very important to the parent and there has been support from the parent in terms of capital injections, for instance, there is implicit and explicit support in place, it creates a case to apply a lift. Conversely, if the parent is weaker than the captive, then we could apply a drag. And again, we are trying to assess how important the captive is. Is there a possibility that the parent would rely on extracting capital out of the captive to service its own obligations? We want to understand what is the regulatory environment where the captive is operating. Are there any restrictions that would ring fence the captive's capital? And so within these considerations, if we think that there is a likelihood that capital could be extracted, we may apply a drag. And if we do think that the capital is ring-fenced, so we may not apply a drag. So it is then possible for captives to be rated even higher than their parent. So those were the key remarks around all of the building blocks. And again, just to highlight, they're all refinements in language. Essentially, our approach to how we rate captives has not changed. Thank you.
Great. Thank you both, Kanika and Constantine, for speaking with us. This is Ida Axling for AM Best TV in London.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.